The two big Lebanese clubs met for the first time this week in their series. The stakes are high as they both aim to reach the final of the West Asia Super League, WASL. Al Riyadi and Las Ajas met on Wednesday in the semi-finals of the West Asia Super League at the new Had Nafal Stadium in Zoukmakal. The match ended 95-92 in Al Riyadi's favor as both battled for a place in the final after an exciting and entertaining game. Las Ajas, under the direction of Jad Alhaj, opted for a starting lineup comprising Mark Khoury, Ahmad Ibrahim, Deng Akyuaf, Karim Ezzedine, and Jonathan Gibson. Al Riyadi's coach, Ahmad Farhan, chose Wael Araghchi, Elmadan Kikanovic, Manny Harris, Hik Gayakshian, and Karim Zainoun. The match got off to a flying start for Las Ajas, while Al Riyadi found it difficult to score in attack. After an impressive alley-oop from Las Ajas, Araghchi converted an Anwan to change the momentum and give it to Al Riyadi. Then they held a slight lead for the rest of the quarter, 20-16. The second quarter saw Las Ajas quickly equalize and take the lead after a few quick breaks. The gap between the two teams remained between 2 and 3 points, confirming the high level of this derby. After a strong offensive performance from Ahmad Ibrahim, who continued to attack the basket, Las Ajas found a way to take the lead, 36-26. Amir Saud, Al Riyadi's captain, then scored 2 consecutive 3-point shots to reduce the gap to 4 points, which naturally got the Al Riyadi fans more animated. The quarter ended 52-46 in Las Ajas' favor after converting 2 3-point shots in the last 2 possessions. While Las Ajas was prolific on offense, Al Riyadi was drawing smart fouls on the other end. Although Las Ajas had the advantage going into the second half, this game was far from over, with 2 quarters to go. Festival of Three-Pointers. With the score tight and neither team taking the lead, Las Ajas and Al Riyadi both raised their game. Midway through the quarter, Al Riyadi equalized and then took the lead with a 3-pointer from Karim Zainoun. Number 7 then scored another from beyond the arc to give Al Riyadi a crucial 6-point lead. Al Riyadi then ended the quarter with an 8-point lead, 73-65, after yet another Zainoun 3-pointer. Al Riyadi went into the final quarter with a crucial 8-point lead. All that remained was to maintain the same intensity on defense and precision on attack. Midway through the final quarter, they found the breakthrough with a 10-point lead over Las Ajas. With 30 seconds remaining, only 3 points separated the two teams after a technical foul by Wael Araghchi. Ali Mansour hit 2 free throws to give Al Riyadi a 5-point lead, Gibson responded with a tough 3-pointer to keep the gap at 2 points with 10 seconds to play. Manny Harris immediately converted one of the last 2 free throws to give Al Riyadi a 3-point lead, and the game ended 95-92, despite a last-vain attempt by Gibson. Al Riyadi leads. After a thrilling match between these two great teams, Al Riyadi leads 1-0 in the semi-finals. On Saturday, these two teams will meet again in the Lebanese Basketball League in a match that will decide the regular season champion.